Tangie Bates and her husband, Matt, own 300 head of cattle, and because there's not enough pasture at their ranch, they keep most of their beef cows at other farmers' fields. But all that changed this week when kids next door to one of those farmers found a dead cow.
And it was a couple of little 8-year-old girls that found it. They were out playing.
Tangie Bates says the girls found the cow Wednesday in the woods that surround the field, where she and her husband kept about 100 of their cows. She said last week they'd found the carcasses of 2 other cows that had gone missing, and they weren't sure of their cause of death either, but the third cow, a lactating female, had clearly been killed and mutilated.
They had cut her ears off, cut her udder off, out her reproduction organs, cut her eyes out, cut the back straps out.
Bates says it appears the cow died within the past 5 days or so. She says some people have suggested it was killed by a predator, like a bear, but she disagrees because the incisions clearly were made with a sharp edge.
We have a butcher shop. We know the difference.
Bates and her husband have been operating their ranch and farm in Delta for about 6 years, and she's never heard about any cattle mutilations in the area during that time. Nor has Scott Mugridge, another Delta rancher who's also president of the Alaska Farm Bureau.
I haven't ran into such a thing.
Mugridge says he also is perplexed by the cow killing, but he says the fact that someone cut out the back straps, those 2 long strips of meat that run alongside the spine, leads him to suspect the cows were killed for food by someone who can't afford to buy it at a grocery store.
Meat, groceries are getting pretty doggone high, and you're probably going to see more instances of something like this.
But the high cost of beef also means that Bates and her husband will have to pay some $2,500 to replace each cow. And that doesn't include the loss of revenue they would have gotten from the sale of calves the cows would have produced.
The short-term value is, $2,500. But the long-term value of that animal is, I'm losing out on thousands of dollars.
Troopers are investigating the cow killing, and that's about all a spokesperson could say about it Wednesday afternoon. Bates says she and her husband have sent tissue samples from the 3 cows to a lab in Washington State for necropsy in hopes that might shed some light on the case. But she, too, has her suspicions based on what she's encountered during a lifetime of ranching.
I originally come from Idaho, and we've seen this before where you have colts that have come through and, cattle mutilations and taking reproductive organs, eyeballs.
Bates says she's just speculating about that. Meanwhile, she and her husband have been spreading the word around the local agricultural community about the suspected cattle killings, and fellow farmers and ranchers have been donating money for a $2,500 reward the Bateses are offering for information leading to the conviction of the suspected rustlers. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.